Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, dude?
I'm pretty good.
So, first question, Davey, why did you give Andrew the bird?
Oh, those are all lies, man. I never even gave him the bird. I kind of wish I would have at this point.
So that was the story that he said. So go back to, you guys were racing at Martinsville Speedway. What exactly, what is the, I heard you in on the news talking about it's a transfer race. Real quick, can you tell me what that means?
Yeah, so we have, you know, around 100 cars that show up for that event. It's basically like our Daytona 500. So we were in that. They split the 100 cars into four heat races, and the top 10 in those heat races go to the main event, or the, you know, the main race, if you will. So we were fighting for that 10th spot to make it in the show, or you'll be watching in the bleachers with everybody else.
I gotcha. And so now, Andrew, are you friendly with Andrew Grady at all prior to over the weekend?
No. We've raced locally down here at Dominion Raceway a few times together, but I don't really know the guy all that well.
So where did the fight take place?
On the back straight. So there's like an entrance road to the back of the racetrack. After you finish your race, that's where you would come off and go through post-race inspection. And we were coming off going into that inspection lane.
And what are you, when you're sitting there in the car and you see Andrew Grady walking up to you, what were you thinking?
Well, I knew he was pissed, obviously.
Oh.
We had the altercation on the track, but I'm just thinking to myself, he threw a water bottle at my window, if you've seen that, or windshield. And I was like, okay, so I was going to stop and talk to him. And when I slowed down to stop there, he just started throwing his Mike Tyson hits inside the car.
Right. Well, that's what he said. I was going to Mike Tyson his head. So like a lot of people see where the video picks up. You're sitting inside the 41 car and he's punching like crazy. Was he saying anything while he was punching? He's crazy.
No. He looked like just a madman. I mean, he wasn't saying nothing. He didn't even attempt to try to say anything to me. So at that point, you know, anybody that knows race cars, we're strapped in there with a 4-point harness and your head, your Hans device, and you got radio wires, and you're strapped in there. So you're basically in a straitjacket.
Right. And that's the other thing I thought of. Like when I showed the video to my wife, she was like, hey, the guy in the car, can Davey even, you're just sitting in there. You can't do anything.
Yeah, and I mean, our seats are fully contained around us and built around our body. So, I mean, you literally are in like this little cocoon where you cannot move. And I can move my arms up about 8 inches. So if you see, I'm in there like I'm trying to grab his arms and like break his arm across the roll bar, like anything I can do to like fight back. But there's just nothing you can do at that point.
At any point, and listen, and I'm assuming you mentioned the Hans device, so you still had your helmet on.
Yeah, I was still fully, fully in my gear. We literally had just come off the track, so I had all my safety gear on.
At any point were you yelling at him, hey, moron, you know I still have a helmet on, you're going to break your stupid hand?
In the moment, there really wasn't that much time, but that was definitely running through my mind. I was almost kind of laughing because I'm like, dude, I mean, it's like trying to punch someone with a football helmet on. I mean, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it was just pointless.
Right. And boy, was your window, I forget, like the netting, was it already down or did he like start punching through it?
Yeah, he actually pulled, it's just like a little lever or whatever, and then that window net falls down. So he pulled the lever and opened it himself.
You know where he really looks stupid? When he kicks the car.
Where at?
When he kicks the car, he really looks like an idiot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kicking the side of the car, he probably broke his foot. I mean, pretty much I'm thinking to myself, that's all right, buddy. You go ahead and ice your foot and your knuckles while I race this, the Valley Star 300.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy watching me from the bleachers, bitch.
That's basically what I'm saying. So when you make the race, you go into like a roped off area where they, you know, inspect the cars and you start getting ready for the race. And we were on that, the good side of things, while he was still running his mouth on the other side of that rope. And I was just basically said exactly what you said. I was like, you know what, dude, good for you. We're in the race. You're not. Go cry. You know, whatever.
Is he known to be a bitch?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is he really? So like in that part of the racing world, the Andrew Grady, like if I were to ask them on the side, people would go like, oh yeah, total bitch.
The people that know him, yeah. If you were to ask about him, they would say who?
Well played. So now does NASCAR say anything to you guys?
So NASCAR comes to me because, you know, I have some, well, first of all, when he's punching me, the first thing I'm thinking is, where are all my big crew members at? Because I have a couple big boys on the team that should be able to take care of things like this. So they come to me on the, you know, and they're like, hey, look, if you go over there and you know, engage in him in any way, we'll just park you and you will not race.
Right.
So that pretty... I had everything to lose at that point. And, cause we're kind of an underdog team. We're a small team from here in Fredericksburg. So we shouldn't have made the, you know, I don't want to say we shouldn't have made the race, but we were, you know,
you
kind
were a
of
long shot. You were a long shot to make the race.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? We got a lot riding on this. Just, you know, some of my guys were all amped up, wanted to go over there and take care of business. And I'm like, you know what? We did all the business. I took care of business on the racetrack and he's just upset about it. You know, it would have been a whole different deal if he had let me out of the car and we could have done it, you know, squared up and done it evenly, then it's fair game at that point. I don't think anyone would not have the respect, you know, for him being upset because he had the right to be upset.
Right. But you did not. He keeps saying that you flipped him off, but you're telling me under no circumstances did you flip him off.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I would gladly admit I flipped them off, especially at this point. But yeah, I never flipped them off. I mean, I think that was just his excuse to try to justify his actions, I guess. I'm not really sure. The dude's a little out there.
When will you see him at a track again?
More than likely I may see him like next, cause we're kind of going into our off season now, but, probably next year at Dominion Raceway down here in Spotsylvania is my local track. And I think he's from like North Carolina or down that way somewhere. And he comes out there and races maybe five races a year. So if I see him at a local event, that's probably the next time I'll see him.
Now, is this the type of thing that blows over or does something happen the next time you two see each other? I'm assuming you have not heard from him since he said he was Mike Tyson's your head.
No, he hasn't reached out or anything like that. I don't know if it's over necessarily. I on my end it is because I made the race.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really don't have nothing, you know, I don't have any hard feelings. He made a he just made himself look ridiculous and he got me a lot of TV time. So
that is true. That is true. I hope your sponsors said thank you. I hope your sponsors were like, this is the best. No offense to your head, Davey. This is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Well, it's funny because one of my, you know, my main sponsor on my car is Paul Henry Windows. And I said, man, I called him up. And I was like, Paul, if we'd have one of those awesome windows you install in the left side of the car, you would have never got them. Yeah.
And let the record show, if he would have said, hey, step out of the car, but I mean, obviously you weren't going to mess up being able to run, but if it were fair and your helmet were off, you'd have whipped that dude's ass like no one's business.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he had a shot. I'm quite a bit bigger than him. So, he probably would have got folded in half.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So Davey, here's what I need from you. Yeah. The next time that you know you're going to be running a race that he's going to be there, will you give us a heads up so I can make sure two things? Number one, that I'm watching, and number two, maybe an opportunity to get a Elliot in the Morning sticker on the car because I feel like you'll be all over TV.
Absolutely, man. We'll get that sticker on the car.
Small one, very small. If you could drive like from the back side of the car, very small in the back corner, that would be great. Because it's not going to be Paul Henry windows, I can tell you that.
Yeah, man, we'll get you on the car, and I will definitely keep you guys updated if it gets spicy again.
Good deal. I appreciate it. Davey, it was good to see you all over TV this weekend.
Yeah, man, good times.